great sense of anticipation, isn't there? And there's going to be a big game at the foot of the Blue Mountains come Sunday afternoon with the Penrith Panthers in action after what was an absolute unbelievably good season last year, but all the work has to be done all over again. Jamie Sauer joins us on the line. G'day, Jamie.
How you going, boys?
Yeah, good, mate. I guess it doesn't matter much last year now, does it?
No, not really. I think everyone was pretty excited around Penrith last year and we really enjoyed our time together. But, it's on again this week.
Sally, Ivan Cleary doesn't look like he gets excited by too much at all. Has he been very calm about, you know, expectations and the year ahead after last season?
Yeah, I think Ivan's handled it really well. I mean, we got in November and we started a little bit later than everyone else. We had a lot of guys go through surgery, so... I guess on that front, you know, we're all coming back at later stages. But, he's been pretty cool. And like I said, he's just prepared how he normally has and getting ready for this weekend.
And, Jamie, top four last year, how do you improve and how do you see the improvements or where do they have to come this year?
Oh, I think defensively we need to be in games for longer and a bit more consistent throughout the year. I thought last year we started the year a bit up and down and which made for our results, which sort of put us under the pump pretty early. But this year I'd like to see us a bit more consistent early on and hopefully not letting those soft tries that the, I guess, the good teams don't let in, like the South and that. So
sure.
We've worked really hard, I'd like to say, on our defence, but we just have to make sure we put it into practice.
So the Daily Telegraph have gone mad with the Panthers today, all over the back page. Shock and claw. There's a photo of George Jennings and Regan Campbell-Gillard. Tell us about those two players and what you can expect from them this year.
Yeah, I think, firstly, Regan Campbell-Gillard, the young front rower, has been waiting to get his chance. I think last year he's on the fringe a lot and probably just needed to grow into his man body a little bit, just hang around the first graders, and he's done that. So he's actually trialled really well, and I thought he played himself into a first grade spot last week in the last trial. And obviously, George Jennings, he's a young, strong thing, and he's got the genes of a good footballer in him, so... Mm. But what I like about George is he's really he's his own person. I haven't had much to do with Michael, but he just seems like he's his own person. He's comfortable with who he is, and there's no expectation of carrying the Jennings name. So we're looking for big things from those two, but they're young blokes, so they're going to be looking for the older blokes, and we understand that.
Jamie, looking at your squad, I'm really looking forward to seeing the impact that Tyrone Peachey has coming off the bench.
Yeah, Peach is good. He was a big loss for us last year, as so many guys were. But look, the thing with all the injured guys is they've all prepared really well. They've all got the right physio and they've all put in the work. So all those guys are hopeful of having big seasons. Definitely Peach is definitely going to be an X factor for us this year.
Well, that was the thing, Jamie. There was so much talk over the off-season, behind the scenes, that you guys are going to start quite slowly because of all those off-season surgeries and injuries and... has it affected the confidence in the place at all? Like, have you been flat at all? Or do you go into this first game against the Bulldogs, exactly where you want to be?
Yeah, I think you're right there. We looked at all the surgeries that we had and we're probably a little bit underdone, I guess, in that sense. I mean, we had guys coming back in at certain stages and really not really running with a full team until probably a couple of weeks after Christmas, so... getting the trials together and getting those blokes through games was an important process that we needed to go through, and we've done that now. So from that sense, we are a little bit underdone, but we understand that it's on this weekend and hopefully no excuses on Sunday.
Mate, I know there's always personal pride, Jamie, on the line, but you are up against the Origin halfbacks on Sunday afternoon there at Penrith. It'd be nice to own that match.
Yeah, definitely. We played them a couple of times last year, and I think once... Oh, we didn't get to play them as myself and Pete, so Peter played them last year, actually, which is interesting. Right. But look, those guys are fantastic players. I mean, you've got to respect Josh Reynolds' compete and everything that he does. He's a real goer, and that's why he's New South Wales 5'8". And obviously, Trent controls the game and allows him to do that. So we're going to have a handful on Sunday, and hopefully we can come up there and get the goods.
Big news this week, Sowie, signing Trent Merrin, your former Dragons teammate, to the club from next season. What do you think he can bring? You've won a premiership alongside him. Sometimes just leaving a club can be the best thing for a player. What do you think he can do for the Panthers next year?
Yeah, I spoke about this yesterday. I think with all due respect to Trent and the Dragons, that it's best that we just leave that thought next year. But just quickly, probably... he's really matured, I think, in his football. And when he came on young at the Dragons there, he was sort of bit of an X factor for us and came on and created offload and did a lot of work through the middle. So in short stints, but I think going forward next year, he's going to have to play a lot longer minutes. He understands that, and I think his style will definitely fit in with us. But you know, for this year, I think it's fair for everyone if we just concentrate, especially with all the uproar that you guys and the fans have created by Trent signing a year out. I think you know, players are entitled to do that, and that's within the rules. So from our point of view, I know that we're very grateful that Trent signed with us, and I'm very happy that he's going to be coming next year. But for us this year, we're going to try and take his head off and make sure he doesn't hurt us too much, I guess.
He can't leave a Wollongong and travel, though. That's a fair drive.
I'll go and pick him up if he has to.
And big Jamal, mate. What sort of headspace do you think Jamal's going to be in to start the season?
Yeah, I want to give Jamal a rap, actually. He's been in a really good headspace this year. He's trained really hard, and I think he showed indication after coming back from back surgery that he's ready to go. So it's been good, and looking forward to having him out there. And he's such an imposing presence, so hopefully he can get the ball early on Sunday and create some damage.
He loves his Instagram.
Yeah, he does.
He's all over Instagram.
Yeah, he loves Instagram. I think that's a sign of Jamal being an individual, and some of the stuff he does is a little bit different than what normal footballers do, and he likes getting away from footy and going out on hikes and stuff, which is good for his headspace. So we're all behind him 100% and can't wait for him to run out on Sunday.
That's good. It's very entertaining.
Jamie, always good to chat, mate. Brought plenty of joy to the Panther fans last season. Many, many of those games were won by a couple of points or less. Good luck against the Bulldogs come the weekend.
Too easy, thank you.